Hey guys, welcome back to Candidly Eclectic. We are starting part two of Fears right now. So buckle up and let's begin. Okay, Shay, you ready? What is the worst reaction you've ever had to an exposure to one of your fears?
I felt dizzy the first time I saw a whale. Like, genuinely thought I was going to pass out.
Like online or like
In person. Like, and I didn't even see the whole whale. I just saw, like, the tail of the whale. And so I was like, oh no, that's too big. That can't happen. And then the person who was with me was like, it's a whale. I was like, I don't think I like whales. So I was like, okay, so I'm actually genuinely concerned of what my reaction would be if I was ever like on a boat and saw a whole whale.
Like if it like reached and
Breached or
came up.
like came next to the boat. How about you?
So running out of gas. Yeah.
Oh
I would have to say, I think when it happened as a kid, I don't really remember how I reacted to it.
no.
But looking back now, I'm like now. Like now when I react, oh, I'm a mess. Because my mom pulled it over the summer recently where we were going out and about, and then all of a sudden she basically, I heard a ding, and it sounded like a door open, like when your car door's open and then you get that ding. And I saw the light and I heard the ding and my anxiety just went through the roof. I was like, you need gas right now. She goes, we're not gonna start this again. But she has a hybrid car, so she can check how many miles she has left. But she told me, and I'm like, no. And I'm in the front seat, and I'm literally eyeing, like looking straight, but in the corner of my eye, I can see that the light is on. The bell went off. That triggered to the point where I'm like rocking in the car seat, in the driver's seat, rocking anxiously. Like I can't sit still. Like something on my body has to move when that goes off. It's just one of those things. I don't know how, I don't know why. But it's just one of those fears that I just can't. Like my worst reaction is I get like I start shaking and I'm like, you have to get gas. You have to get gas. You have to get gas. Like you let it now or else turn the car around and I'm walking home. But we were nowhere near home, so we were in like Rio Grande area. So I was like, I will call an Uber.
Okay. What is something that scared you that you did anyway?
I pick two. I'm gonna say the high adventure course that we did in Cape May. That. And the parasailing for the first time. So us parasailing was fun. It was, because they're like, oh, here are your signs to, like, if you see, like, if you want to get down, what do you do? We had to cross our legs, right? Cross our legs and our arms saying, like, we're ready to get down, or something like that. Like, they gave us signals. They told us, like, the safety thing. They told us where to hold on to. I think I would definitely do that again.
Yeah, it was fun.
The
It was.
parasailing was fun. The high adventure, I could do the green, the orange.
Yellow? Was it
Yeah,
yellow?
yellow, green is like the traffic lights. Green, yellow, the red, I think I would stop at the red.
Yeah, the red will take you down.
If you do not like, because you start so easy on the course, and your body is like acclimating to like the difficult, the next difficult level. by the time we got to the red, our bodies were like, no, no.
Yeah.
I think it got higher as we
it
went.
Did.
So, like, green wasn't as high. Oh, we did, like, the mini course first to get us used to. But the green wasn't as high. The yellow was a little bit higher. The red was so high to the point where I was like, oh, my God. I was like, my entire muscle, internal body, like, from head to my toes was, like, screaming. And, like, my entire muscles were clenched to the point where I started thinking I was going to have, like, a panic attack on, like, the part that we had to. Did I go first? I think I did. Where basically, you're literally on a rope, but you have to cross the rope. It's like a rope, not a rope bridge. It was like it hung this way, vertical. So it was like a rope net that hung vertical, and you had to cross it. And I was like, my feet were done. Like my legs were like, we're gonna stop, and we're gonna get down.
I was gonna say parasailing.
Okay.
But I think the better one,
which one?
Is driving to a house in Pennsylvania for the first time. Like on my own, with nobody in the car with me.
Okay.
Because I was terrified of getting lost.
Mm-hmm.
Terrified of the Schuylkill Expressway.
I just faced my driving fear of
which
going
you will
over
hear more about at a later date.
Yes. We will go through that next time. Not this time.
But I had to go to the Pennsylvania, and it's like not just over the bridge. It was like 3 hours away, this house.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to do this drive at, like, 2:30 p.m. So I'd make the drive at, like, 5 p.m. peak rush hour. Because the person I was going to see, their job wouldn't be done until, like, 4:30. And so they wouldn't be available until after dinner. So I would leave at like 5. So I could also, I was also in college at the time. So I'd do my homework, do all that, and then head over. And I would go over on Fridays. Mm-hmm. And then I'd stay there until Monday morning. And I would drive back at like 2 in the morning to get back for my shift at 5 in the morning. Yeah.
Wow.
So, like, the first couple times driving that were terrifying. And I'd be calling the person I was visiting and be like, am I okay? Like, moral support, please. And the person would be like, what do you want me to do? I can't do anything. Stay just. You could literally just, like, encourage me in any way, shape, or form instead of being like, I don't know what to do. I'm doing this for you, friend. Like, oh my God. And then the driving home at night, and then...
Oh yeah, that bugs me.
Yeah, like, 2 in the morning. And it would wake the rest of the house up, because he had roommates.
Mm-hmm.
This was years and years ago. And so the roommates would all be like, bye. And I'd be like, sorry. If you, I don't live here. If you have a problem with it, bring it up to him.
Yeah.
Like, he's the one who tells me to come for the weekend every weekend. But surprisingly, after a little while, he started just coming to this area and staying wherever for a little bit. But Yeah, that I would say was the one thing I was like, I have to get over this fear, because otherwise,
I'm not going to be able to drive anywhere else.
I won't be able to drive anywhere else, and I'll lose contact with this person.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want that at the time. So, yeah. Long story, I know.
No, you're good. Your turn?
Yep.
Okay. 12, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How did it feel overcoming that? Overcoming that fear that you just talked about?
Yeah. I was proud because I was like, I can do it. I have a GPS. I'll be okay.
Wait, the GPS that plugs into the car, like the Rainman? I still have that.
Garmin?
Garmin. I still have my
Garmin.
I still have my Garmin.
I do too, because sometimes Google Maps and Waze take me really weird ways.
Yeah.
And so I just plug the Garmin in. Like, this is
zero backup, just in case.
Or I call my mom, and I'm just like, Mommy, help me.
Because we need your help.
My mom is literally nicknamed the human GPS, because she can get, like, anywhere in South Jersey.
Yeah.
And a lot of places in like, Philly. But I was like, just proud of myself. And at the same time, I was like, okay, maybe I'm not
as
hopeless as I thought I was. I did it. Woo!
Oh, boy.
How did you feel overcoming the parasailing and the
Great Adventure course?
Yep.
So the parasailing, what came first, parasailing or the tree to tree? Parasailing did, because that was my birthday gift. Parasailing for me, to overcome that, was very, I was just really excited for it,
mm-hmm.
to the point where the adrenaline, as we got closer, kicked in.
Yeah.
To the point where we were on the boat,
mm-hmm.
we have our life jackets on. They named the parachute Skittles. I
yep.
remember that.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I saw it the other day. Anyway. I think when we were on the boat and we were actually going out, it was more of a, oh, sugar, there is no turning back now. And I'm like, my thoughts were like, what if this? What if the parachute, like, fails? Like,
and
while we're in mid-air? Like,
and it does not help that I told you about the nightmare I had the night before. Do you remember?
Oh, yes.
I literally had a nightmare the night before. Not to interrupt. But
you slept over that night.
Yeah, and
we drove down to the shore.
And I was like, I had a nightmare that you fell out of the parachute, hit the side of the boat, and then got eaten by a shark. And she just looked at me and was like, why would you tell me that? Just so you know.
I was so mortified when she told me that driving. Did you tell me when we were driving or the night before?
Like, right before we left and started driving.
Yeah. No, because we had to walk to my car. Because I had to park on the street.
Yeah.
So she tells me this as we are literally about to get into the car to drive to the parasailing case. And, like, it took me, what, 5 minutes to start the car?
Yeah, I was like, sorry.
Probably should have waited till after to do it.
What if I had told you it in the air?
I would have screamed bloody murder. I would have screamed bloody murder, literally. I would have been like, yeah.
For the record, we were all very secure.
We were. And we swung a little bit. It was like a miniature swing, which
it was
good.
Nice.
So while we were up there, the trick was that my friend taught me, on her family boat that she used to have, because I get seasick really easily, so I have to take, like, Dramamine. So I took Dramamine before we left the house,
mm-hmm.
like an hour or two before we left. So that was good. It wasn't a windy day. It really wasn't that windy, I don't think.
Yeah, no.
It
was a nice day.
Yeah. So, My friend told my other high school friend that I used to be, I still talk to her once in a while. So she told me when you're up in the air or even like on a boat and you feel like you're going to get, look at the horizon, look out, don't look down.
Okay.
So while we were up there, I just kept looking out. Like on the horizon,
that
like
makes
thinking
sense.
Of like, oh, look at the things, like look at that, mm-hmm. And like, and then I made the mistake of looking down while we were swinging, and I was like, I froze, mm-hmm. Like I literally froze, and I was like, oh, and we had to close my eyes and just go, breathe, and like count to 10, and then reset myself. Tree to tree, I don't even know. I think it was more of a more adrenaline kicking in, and then once adrenaline. Lost.
Yeah. Once we exhausted it.
Yeah, once we, like, were done with the adrenaline, we were just like, yeah, we're done.
Yeah.
So with that, it was, overcoming it was allowing our bodies to do as much as we could without pushing it too far, which I think towards the end, we pushed just a touch too far.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I think I did pretty good.
Yeah. We got through 3/4 of the courses.
Mm-hmm.
It was just that last one that was like,
we're testing your ability so hardcore right now.
It was like menacing music in your head.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, duh. The more you climbed, the louder the music got in your head. It was like, oh.
My ears were buzzing.
What do you say to people who confide their fears in you?
Oh, wow. That's a personal, very personal question.
Yeah. I guess I meant for that one, like, are you supportive? Do you brush it off? Or like,
I am supportive. But with you, I love messing with the whale one.
Yes.
Just, she knows I'm kidding. I will send her, like, maybe one or two cute. I think it's cute. Little memes of, like, whales. But I like to learn about whales and, like, all like that. I love learning about animals. And I sent her... they were... The scientists were trying to do the where the whales go when the female whales give birth.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent that to her. And then... through Facebook or something, and she goes, no, like, I don't want to be one of those scientists on the boat down there witnessing all this and then get eaten by a whale. I'm like, I don't think they're gonna get eaten, Shay. I think they're just, they're far back out of the way that they're just, no. I support your fears, I really do.
I sent you this earlier today, before we recorded.
Yes.
A headline from People. This is from 2 hours ago, at time we're recording. Husband and wife gave up everything to sail halfway across the world. Then whale stranded them in the ocean for 4 months. Every time she's like, look at the cute whale. I'm like, let me find a news story where the whale is the culprit. And then I'm like, see?
She's like, I'm proving you wrong, aren't I? And I'm just like, sure. Yeah.
Oh, goodness. I am not going down by a whale. That ain't how I'm going to go out.
I'll give you a Viking funeral.
I'm down for that. I'm not down for the whale. Funeral, fine.
No, stand the whale, though. Like, if you're eaten by the whale, we're going to have a Viking funeral inside the whale. We're going to burn the whale. That's your, you're gonna die with the whale, you're gonna sink to the bottom with the whale. And then Shay's gonna come back and haunt me, and I'm gonna be like, I'm a ghost too, so we can haunt each other at the same time. So yes, I support people.
Yes.
Like, I like to joke with her, but I know my limit. And then when she sends me that this morning, like literally as
funny.
As I'm getting ready to leave the house, like, I'm literally walking down my back stairs, and I read it, I open it, and I read it. I literally stopped on the bottom step, I thought I was on the second to bottom step. Mm. Almost fell.
Oh, God.
I was like, this is good. My ankle gave out. I was like, oh, this is why I can't read and walk because it's down the stairs at the same time. But yeah, I support her fears, but I like to poke fun at the one. But the other two that she has, I support wholeheartedly, and I try to. But if it's like my fear of bees and wasps, yeah, I get made fun of that because it's like, whatever, I don't care. The rejection one, that's still hard for me to cope with, but I'm learning. The gas thing.
Help you.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Oh, dear God, help. To anyone who was with me and I start bugging out, like, I will bug out. And you better be prepared for that.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm the same. Like, it's someone I'm, like, trust with, you can make fun of it a little bit to like, a friendly extent.
Yes.
But, like, I'm scared of whales, which is really irrational.
Yeah.
So when someone's like, I'm scared. One of my ex.
Oh, dear.
I'm not going to say which one.
Okay. I bet I could probably guess.
Was like, I am scared of cows. I was like.
Like the male, like bull cows?
No. Like milk cows.
Milk cows. Okay.
I was like,
sir, I think
why?
You might need to.
And he was like, one headbutted me when I was a child. I was like, what did you do to the cat?
Me and the donkey.
Yeah. Like,
I have a fear of donkeys now.
I was like, why?
And geese. And ducks.
Are evil.
No, farm geese. I have a fear of geese now. Like, Canadian geese at the Philly Zoo, or
the
like.
Geese around here do not.
They're
play.
Nasty.
They are nasty.
They are nasty MFers.
Sorry. I was like, well, look at that cute little goose. My dad, like, grabbed me by the arm. He, like, pulled me the other way. He was like, don't go near the goose. It's not friendly. It does not want to be your friend. And I'm like, but daddy, the goose. And he was like, no.
I could see your dad doing that.
He was just like, no.
Jeff!
He was like, no. I was like, why can't I touch the goose? He was like, because I'm not taking you to the ER today. I'm like, but Dad, we're at the zoo. He's like, it's not a touching zoo.
It's not a petting zoo.
I was like, oh. He's like, let's go play with the goat.
Goats are more friendly.
But I was like, I want to touch that goose. And he was like, no. Oh, God. But yeah, one of my exes, he was like, I'm scared of cows. I was like, I don't know what to do with that information. I will not make you go to milk a cow then. That's not a date we'll go on.
But even like driving by, would he get like...
He'd get tense. I literally could watch.
While you're driving, like on the turnpike or something. Like, or wherever.
We were going to Lancaster.
Mm-hmm.
One time, well, we drove through it to get to where we were going.
Yeah.
And we passed a field of cows and I literally could see his body tensing up. And I was like, sir!
Just by driving by?
Yeah, I was like, sir! And I'm gonna wait a second until you don't have food in your mouth so that you don't choke on what I'm about to say.
Sorry, guys, I'm eating an apple. I'm kind of hungry.
He was like, okay. I don't like the way they look. I don't like to hear them. I don't like to smell their poop.
That's all it is. It's farm animals.
It's like, sir.
Oh my God, that is so funny.
I was like, oh.
You may want to go to therapy for that.
Why did you? I was like, I just don't understand. Why did we come through Lancaster? We could have gone.
Like around. Like, that's where I used to live.
We could have gone.
Sorry, side.
Hang a push away. And he was like, well, you like Lancaster? I was like, oh. Good grief.
So he was blaming you.
Yeah.
Oh.
That was one of many problems in that relationship. But, yeah. That's the only time And I was supportive. Like, I was like, okay, we won't do this again. Mm-hmm. We'll go the King of Prussia way home, which we did. But I was like,
I don't like how they look. I don't like how they smell. I don't like how their poop smells. I'm like, what? What?
I don't want to hear them. I don't like how they look. I don't like the way their poop
smells. Well, don't come by my house because I have a farm down the street from my house and I herd cows. And there's by Wawa.
Yeah.
That house has has cows, which is really nice. I love cows because when we drive, you're going to hear me go, moo-moos! Or cows or horses. Look at the horses! Look at the sheep!
But it was,
that's all I do.
It was funny because he got all tense, like I said, mm-hmm. driving through the
yeah.
one. And I literally just went out to the Turkey Hill experience a couple
oh, nice.
Of, like last week, I
mm-hmm.
think. And it was really fun, and we learned about cows there. And I was thinking about it, and I just remembered, and I'm remembering it now, that when we were making that drive out, and he was all tense and stuff, I just got real quiet. He's all tense, and, like, he's white-knuckled on the steering wheel, because we're surrounded by cows.
Yeah.
And I just go, how do you feel about pandas? Same color scheme.
Oh, no, I'm gonna hunt him down if he says no to pandas.
He was like, pandas are fine. I was like, okay, but cow? He was also allergic to, like, a really random food.
Okay.
But I don't want to say what he was allergic to, because
I'm allergic to oranges.
It was apples. He was allergic to apples.
Hey ho, this is for you, as I'm eating an apple for you.
I was like, it's like,
all apples?
Yeah.
Okay.
Baked, cooked, raw, like,
so
man
we
could not eat apples.
So, like,
apple juice, cider, it all was gonna hurt him.
Wow.
So I was like, you and I cannot be dating in the fall. I do too many apple-related things.
And I light apple-scented candles.
Yeah. I was like, okay. That relationship really didn't last long. So, yeah. But that's truly the only one where I was more... I was supportive, because, like, I avoided cows
yeah.
afterwards. But I was truly perplexed. Truly perplexed.
Yeah.
Because I was like, but what did the cow ever
do to
you?
That's
so,
funny.
Yeah.
That is actually...
I will never forget him sitting there, tense, white-knuckled on the steering wheel, just going, I don't like how they... I don't like to hear them. I don't like how they...
Oh, man.
And then I was like, wait a minute. We're in Lancaster. Sorry for the side note, as per usual. As always, okay.
Yeah, not as always.
But, like, literally. But, like, we were passing, and it's Amish country out there. So, we see, like, a draft horse pulling, plow through the field, because
mm-hmm.
that's how they do
yeah.
it out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that's fine, but the cow is too much for me. And he was like, I've never been attacked by a horse. I was like, were you attacked by the cow, truly? Or did the cow just happen to move in your direction? Like,
I'm not sorry. I had to do that.
I was like, it was too easy to do. You left the door right open for that one. I was like, oh no.
Oh my god, that is too funny.
I used a lot of dark humor to help that
relationship. As you probably should have.
Yep.
Your turn or my turn?
Your turn.
Okay. Do you believe that bravery is the absence of fear or the ability to confront fears?
I think it's the ability to fears. How about you? They could be both, even.
Yeah, because I'm watching a show right now, and the scary parts, like the music, gets me, and I have to turn on my light. And it's like broad daylight right now, and I'm like, I literally have to skip, skip, skip. And I see, I was like, I'm skipping 10 seconds. I'm like, no, 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 no. I get scared very easily. Like, it must have been a traumatic event as a child. Growing up, I was very traumatized as a child. Hence, I hate Halloween. And I know, like, that's certain, like, everyone's like, holiday, blah, blah, blah. I get it. for me, I hate it because I get scared very easily. Like, I scared my mom yesterday because I was coming in from getting gas. I had 3 notches left.
Close.
My little needle was the 3rd notch before I got to E. Like, that's how low I let my car go the other day. And I was like, I have to get gas. She goes, we're going to drive to Hamilton. I was like, I don't have enough gas to get through to O6. She goes, you have plenty. I was like,
oh,
no. She goes, seriously? I was like, yeah. She goes, okay, go get gas, come back, and then we'll go out to lunch. We just went to Applebee's in Hamilton. And then after that, we split. Like, I came back home, and she went back down to the shore. So, I think it's a little bit of both. But it's like, for me, bravery, for me, is hard because if I'm put into a situation where I know I'm not brave enough for it, I'm not going to do it. So, like, there's a house at the beach that does, like a Halloween walkthrough, and it's free. All you have to just follow them on social media. And one of their kids, I think, has Down syndrome or something, which is, and the kid loves Halloween, loves to dress up, loves to, I was like, okay. So, I've already done it twice, with my mom and my younger brother. No, Jack wasn't here. Sorry. My older sister. And while we're walking through, guess who had to go first?
You.
Because I already did it once. So, my sister was joining us, and my mom goes, all right, go. I'm like, and she's literally pushing me in the front. And I know, like, they're all, like, pop-up things. Like, I did it before, but they rearranged some of them, so they're not all the same every time you go through. And at the end, they have one of the kids jump scare you.
Ew.
And that is my worst, because when you get in my face, I'm coming out swinging. I want to come out swinging, and I know I can't. Because the last time I did a haunted walkthrough was with an ex of mine, and it was like the Bloodshed Farms thing. It was before they did the drive-through, and I literally almost cried the entire time. Like, because one of our friends was an actor in it, and she could recognize my scream before I even got to her section. And then later on, the next day, she goes, I literally heard your scream the entire night. I'm like, how do you know what my scream is? Like, how is that even possible? How can you identify? She goes, no, you have a very distinct scared scream. I was like, is that a good thing or a bad thing? She goes, for someone trying to scare you and me knowing you, it's kind of a good thing. I was like, no, it's not. And then one guy almost touched me.
Oh.
And I was like, yeah, don't. And like, I was, and the guy who I was with the guy and his friend. And basically, they were laughing. The guys were laughing at me the entire time because, like, which I don't mind. But if I start crying and you're laughing at me, we are going to have issues.
Yeah.
We are going to, there's a door. But I almost pissed myself. I'm going to be honest. Yeah. I almost pissed myself. Because the person just came out of nowhere. And I literally, like, he was, like, I don't know. I don't know if he was on a loft and like he swung down some, like how he like you're hiding in a loft and you like crawl or like you go. Oh, I ducked and I dropped to the floor, and I was like, and my ex was like, "Are you okay?" And I'm like, "We're just gonna stay here." He literally had to pick me up and walk me out.
Oh god,
because the guy like kept crawling down. He was like literally crawling down from like the loft, and I'm like.
Yeah,
I was like, yeah, don't touch me, don't touch me. And I kept saying, don't touch me, don't touch me, don't touch me, walking through. But and bravery, I don't think that made any sense whatsoever, but
it did.
Right? In my own little world. Bravery is, I think facing my fears makes me braver slowly, mm-hmm. but I'm not going to be like Superman brave.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
It does.
I'm not going to be Man of Steel. Anyway, sorry.
Okay.
Oh, this is good.
Yeah. You can ask that one if you would like.
No, it's your turn.
Okay. For your fears, does avoiding them cost you anything? Like, do you miss out on stuff because you're avoiding doing something that would trigger your fear? Fight or flight.
React.
Yeah.
The gas thing. I don't know about that one. Like, I truly don't know. So for, like, the bees and stuff, no, I don't think I'd miss out on it. Minus I'd have to do the whole, I turn into a giant baby when I get stuck.
Mm-hmm.
Like everybody does. That I wouldn't miss out on anything. The rejection. Yeah, I miss out on a lot because being invited and then being disinvited and then knowing that I wasn't wanted in the first place, but then the fake invite.
Mm-hmm.
It was like an invite, but then all of a sudden, like 2 days before the actual event, I got disinvited and I was like,
mm-hmm.
And I was so upset. I remember this vividly, but I really can't talk about it because I'm going to be crossing boundaries with certain people, but I can just give the gist. I was invited to a big event. The it was a girls' weekend or something. I'm going to put it, I think you know what I'm talking about. It was a girls' weekend in AC. I got invited because I was part of whatever, and then days before I got disinvited. Like, literally, because it started Friday night,
mm-hmm.
and I worked till 6, so I wouldn't get down there till, like, Saturday early morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I would do, like, Saturday morning and, like, whatever. But I still got disinvited, because they weren't comfortable with me. Because of my prior drinking. But if I know I have to drive somewhere, I can stay sober for that whole weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think. Mm-hmm. So, being disinvited, I'm still learning. Don't take it personally. Something changed in their thinking process, whatever. But that is probably one of the biggest events that I'm still mad about to
mm-hmm.
this day. Like, I know I can't control it.
Mm-hmm.
I had no control back then, and I still have no control now.
Mm-hmm.
But all I'm going to say is to complete escape. And like, tit for tat, like,
mm-hmm.
you do it to me, don't be surprised if I do it to you, because
mm-hmm.
it's my way of how I cope.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not trying to be mean, but
yeah.
It's just, rejection for me is really hard.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I understand, like, being accident, like, you already have plans, and then I accidentally invite myself, and then you saying, hey, listen, I don't want you there anymore. Because you invited yourself. That is something that I'm okay with. Yes, I'll be upset. And yes, I need to learn. Like, I can't always invite myself to certain things.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's, like, a big event.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Well, like, the gas thing, that's hard.
Mm-hmm.
The gas, I can't avoid that.
Mm-hmm.
The gas, I can't avoid.
Yeah.
That is something, because I'm driving every day and I'm watching the needle go further and further.
Mm-hmm.
That I can't avoid.
Mm-hmm.
I could try as bad, like driving like with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I could try to avoid it
mm-hmm.
as best I can, but there's like I can distract my brain. I could like count to 100. I
mm-hmm.
could listen to music, but my brain knows the second I see that little needle go further
mm-hmm.
and further, all you know what's gonna break loose in my head.
Yeah.
So. Okay, sorry that I got a little dark.
Good.
Your turn.
My fear of losing people, I'm like losing like people like friends or like family members because of them passing away.
Passing away.
Right. Kind of. It's like, I was just thinking about this earlier today too. I used to dance when I was really, really little, from like 2 to 4.
Okay.
And I know it stopped when I was 4 because I remember ending it. Because when I was 4, my uncle, you'll remember vaguely because it's my cousin's dad, passed away on Christmas morning.
Yes.
And then
I remember that very well.
And then 12 days later, my mom passed. So his mom. My mom and uncle's mom. And I was like, in 4-year-old brain, I was like, this is not good. I wasn't with them. If I was with them, they wouldn't have died. So I went to my dance class and they wouldn't let my mom come in the room. I don't know. They wanted her to stay out. And I don't remember the specifics. I just remember saying, if I'm not with my mommy will die. So I stopped dancing because they would not let my mom in the room.
That's darker than mine.
And I was like,
holy cow.
So I tried to, like, stay close to people.
Uh-huh.
But then, like, in other situations, if I don't, like, friends and stuff, I have walls up more because I don't want to be someone who's difficult to get to know, but I need to protect myself from losing more people, if that makes sense.
Yep.
Because I will forever, there's like a little part of me that will forever be that 4-year-old saying, I can't do this because I
someone's
can't
gonna
see
die.
My mom.
Yeah.
Like my mom literally said, as soon as I was in your eyesight, you were fine. But the minute you couldn't see me, you lost it. And I'm like, oh.
Because something triggered.
Yeah, I was like, well then. And that worked until my dad passed. Because I was with him when he collapsed and had the heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was on life support for a week. And I saw him the day that we were told there's nothing we can do.
Unless
you
just
it's up to
honor.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I went to Boston that day. And I went to the hospital and said my goodbyes before I left.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was the first time I was like, he's gone no matter what I do. So let me not be in the room and be trapped here mentally for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Which is what I genuinely thought would happen. I was like, I even told my mom, and I, because this is one of those in the family disagreement things of like, some people in the family thought I was completely in the wrong for going to Boston.
Mm.
I'm not going to name names. Other people completely understood what I was telling them of, like, no, if I had been in that room, I would have lived the rest of my life in that room.
Yeah.
And to each his own, whatever you have to do to cope, as long as it's healthy,
yeah,
do it. I went and, because my dad and I had been talking about the trip, and I knew somewhere in my head, it was like, am I dishonoring him if I cancel it last minute? Because,
yeah.
Or would he want me to just go avoid? So, like.
Yeah, it was, you had a tough decision to make.
Yeah. But right then I was like, okay, so apparently, knocking on wood,
mm-hmm.
my presence does not stop death. So, but literally from the time I was 4, and you can ask my mom later if you want, because I freaked the all the way out when they were like, no, your mom can't be in the room. And I was like, oh, no, no, yes, she can. She very much can. And they were like, no, no, it's time for tutus. I was like, no, no, it's time for mommy. And the whale thing, I just don't get on boats. I know, I love fishing.
What about
in the past?
What about dolphins?
Dolphins are fine.
Okay.
Dolphins are fine. Beluga whales are fine. Because they're littler. When we get to, like, big whales.
Like the sperm whales, the blue whales.
It's too much for me. But, I used to love fishing. I haven't gone for, like, years now. Mm-hmm. But I knew I was never going to be a boat person. I'm never going to be a yacht person. Never going
to
be...
one of us would have to be a millionaire in order
yeah.
to afford a boat anyway, so...
Most I'll do is the Cape May Lewis Ferry. And I haven't
done that
since I discovered my fear of whales. So I'm not even sure how that one
would go. We did the ferry for New York.
True, but there are no whales in the harbor.
You never know.
Had there been a whale, I would have been like, help!
To the girl who had to take, like, 2 Dramamines because I was still... I was like, yeah, me and Boots.
I was... If there had been a whale, I would have been like, someone call 911! Send them to Ellis Island! Please!
We got a fainter on the boat. Repeat that. We got a what?
Hit the deck. Literally hit the
deck. See, this... Me making fun of her, this is nice making fun.
Yes. Yeah.
Because we know. Okay. what number are we on?
16.
Okay. What would life look if you did not have that particular fear?
Ooh. Okay. Be on boats all the time. Be like sunning myself. I'd be like, look at the whales. I'd be like, wave at them. And it's so bad because I'm such a big, like, conserve the ocean,
mm-hmm.
conservation.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just the whales. They scare me. Can't do it. I could do so much more. Like, I do conservation fundraisers and stuff. And I donate to, like, planet, to the dolphins. The shark, never the whale, because I'm just like, I don't want them to die, but I just don't want them near me. Laughing so hard at me right now. How I feel. Like, do your research. Save the whales. Do not let them come near me.
I am so sorry. I can't stop.
Whales are too much for me. Sign my copy of Moby Dick. Like, what do you want me to say here, people? Life would look so different because I could do, like, full conservation instead of everything but the whales. Like, save the whales, people, but don't let them near me. God. Truly, like, I could relax more at the beach if I wasn't afraid that a whale would show up. Because they can beach themselves.
Yeah, like a shark.
Yeah.
Which I wasn't there for, so. Well, technically, I was, but I wasn't. It was Wildwood, not where we were.
Yeah.
Anywho.
How about you?
If my dad didn't run out of gas that time, I think I would be fine. I don't think how intense it gets right now.
I don't think it would matter.
The bees and wasps, there's nothing I can do about that.
Yeah.
The rejection.
Mm-hmm. That
That's not going to change.
Yeah.
Life is not going to change after that because, unless I wasn't given up for adoption, because then I would be living there,
yeah.
over there, and then you and I, life would be completely different.
Yeah,
you and I would not know each other,
mm-hmm.
unless we pen pal'd each other. See,
yeah.
like surprisingly found each other.
Yeah,
like, but.
Have you ever gone to counseling of any sort to combat your fears?
Not. I did go to therapy, but it wasn't for fears. It was just for something.
General?
Yeah. But I did talk about the being rejected part. And I told my therapist years ago that I had a dream that one day. Both my parents were out, they're working, this is when they used to work in Philly still. They both had meetings all day, and I was home, and all of a sudden, there's somebody at my door. This is the dream. I open the door. I remember this very vividly. It is stuck in my brain. Where I open the door, there's a woman at the door. And she has a Russian accent, but she, like, it's a thick Russian accent. She uses my Russian name. So she goes, whatever. Hi, I'm looking for, I'm going to say my full name.
Okay.
So I'm not trying to put myself in a big hole, but in order to understand my Russian name, because that's how she said it in my dream, but my Russian name is Yekaterina Avchinikova Slavana. So she said that, and then my ears perked up, and I was like, me, like, but I go by Katie. Like, I still, we kept the Katerina, we changed the Ochinokova to Kenan for my grandma, and then my last name is Doherty. And I said, that's me. Next words out of her mouth were, I'm your mom. In the dream, I basically froze. I was like, I slammed the door in her face, not to be rude, but, like,
can't handle it.
Yeah. But then she knocked again. And I was like, so I opened the door and we talk. All that could come out were tears, and all I could say was, why did you abandon me? Why did you drink when you did? What was the purpose of it? Why are you here now? After all these years, Why have you, I don't remember what she said in the dream, but basically the gist of, and I was like, oh, who is my dad? Who is my father? Like, what is his name? What is your real name?
All typical questions that you would have.
Because apparently in the form she gave a false name, or like, I don't know. I don't really know the full story. I don't remember. There are a lot of missing pieces, which I have to let leave alone. Because I'm not going to get my answers that I really want. Anyway, so basically I told my therapist this, and she goes, the normal, okay, so how did this make you feel? And I am like, to be honest, I felt rage. I felt anger. I felt depressed. I felt sad.
Yeah.
I felt anguish, because, like, this lady is coming up out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how she found my address. You know what I mean? It was like, and then my therapist asked, like, what were the questions that she asked you in your dream? Like, how did you guys, like, communicate? And I told her what I just said. And she goes, well, if she asked you ever to go back to Russia with her, what would you do it? And that hit like a stone brick wall. Like,
mm-hmm.
It's like my brain stopped working. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, well, like, I have thought about if she didn't give me up,
mm-hmm.
I would still be, basically, what would I be doing now?
Yeah.
It's 2025.
Mm-hmm.
Would I be on the streets like her? Would I have a job? Like, would I, like, what would I be doing?
Yeah.
But back then, when I was adopted, it was USSR. So we're going way back, 91.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I was born. But anyway, that therapy session was a very hard session for me.
Mm-hmm.
I think it took like the full hour. It's usually like half hour, what I used to do, but now it was like a full hour. So that's it.
Okay. That makes sense. Because, like, that's jarring.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had no choice in the matter. My parents, bless them. My parents were like, yeah, there's a lot going on right now. My sister had also just been born.
Mm-hmm.
She's 4 years. Yeah. Literally, my sister was born in September of 99.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas morning of 99, my uncle passed.
Mm-hmm.
And then 12 days later, I'm not good at math. My mom passed.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, nope, can't see my mommy. Can't go to dance today. And my mom told me she had just bought all the recital stuff for the coming up recital.
Okay.
And she was like, you have to quit before the recital that I just bought all this stuff for. And I'm like, I can't see you. You're going to die. So, no, I'm not going to be dancing today. And she was like, okay. So, I was like, all right. But my parents, without my knowledge, made the parental decision to put me in therapy.
Okay.
Because also, I called my little sister an attention hog.
The youngest sibling does always get the attention, I would know.
And I, like, nothing against my sister, I adore my sister. But, like, well, they had some concerns when I said that. So, and they were just like, there's a lot going on. It's seeming like she needs some help to cope. And my dad once told me it was so I had someone that was purely mine to talk to. I didn't have to share the therapist with my sister. I didn't have to share the therapist. It wasn't like, let me call my Aunt Jean and tell her, who will just go tell my parents.
Yeah.
But, like, and they wanted me to have someone to help. But I resented being put into therapy because to me it was like, well, you don't want to deal with it. You're just going to hand me off to somebody else. But then, now I'm in therapy for like mental health reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And I love being in therapy because it helps me in my case. But I credit my parents with putting me in the therapy at 4 because I've been therapy on and off. Like, I haven't consistently gone since I was 4.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it taught me therapy is okay. It taught me therapy is something to rely on,
mm-hmm.
not be scared of. And I'm like, okay, that's good. But I'm still like, you put me in therapy because there was a lot going on. And I'm like, okay, I get it. And also, I had severe ADHD, so, like, they needed to address that, too. Probably put me in dance originally, because I was just, like, a tiny tornado. Just one.
Turn?
Yep.
Okay. If you are suddenly confronted with your fear, oh, God, do you have any techniques to cope through the encounter?
Okay, so this is one my therapist taught me.
Your whale thing is not gonna.
Breathing, box breathing, it's called.
Yes.
Like,
hold,
in, exhale. Exhale.
Yeah.
Breathe in a box, count.
Yeah.
Whatever. But she also taught, I know grounding. Grounding I learned from a movie.
Okay.
Like the 5 things you can see, 4 things. Three things.
I think that's what I did for you when your dad passed.
Mm-hmm.
I did the whole ground.
I do remember that.
I helped her with the grounding part, which I didn't know I was actually doing until you said something the next day.
Yeah. But then, the one my therapist taught me, and never would have known it had she not told me. She's like, cold water. If you stick your hands in cold water when you're having, like, a panic attack or something, it resets your nervous system.
I have heard of that, yeah.
So just find cold water. Mm. And I've even, like, splashed it on my face just to kind of shock me out of it.
Yeah.
But if I see a flipping whale, my hands are going into the water.
You're going to just dive right in.
Just, and then, get me up! Get me up! It's talking near me! Get me!
Board.
And everyone on the boat's just, see, I literally had a dream the other day.
Oh,
it was you, me, and Shelby on a boat. The whale appeared.
Were we parasailing?
No. We were trying to go fishing.
Did any of us get eaten by a shark?
No, but somebody, I won't say who, got a fishing hook in their booty. Like, in the...
What?
Somebody went to cast and it caught somebody's booty cheek, okay?
I think that's something I would do, so I can relate to that.
Listen, I sometimes drink tart cherry juice before I go to bed, and I don't have dreams when I drink the tart cherry juice. I'm about to start drinking it every night because these are weird dreams that I have. Oh my god, this is off topic, I'm so sorry, but I have to tell you about one more.
Okay.
Dream that I had. And you're gonna, like, cry laughing so hard.
Is it Star Wars related?
No, it's Loki related.
Oh, God.
And I'm talking about my dog here, people.
Okay.
So, we were in Universal Orlando,
mm-hmm.
and I was getting on the Mummy ride.
Okay.
And I was just, like, about to pull
the bar down.
And they're like, wait, you forgot your dog.
What?
And I was like, what? And they just handed me Loki. And I had to, like, hold him against my chest. And he's like, what's happening? And, like, flailing. And then they closed the thing. And I'm like, oh. And he's, like, struggling. And then we're in the fire room. And I'm like, Lazarus! He's, like, freaking out. And I'm, like,
freaking out.
And I'm like, why is the dog on the roller coaster? And people are screaming. And he's scared. And I'm like, oh my god. So I really need to drink this tart cherry juice because my dreams are weird.
Poor Loki.
But yeah, in this dream, it was you, me, and Shelby. We're on a boat trying to fish. Somebody got a fish hook in their booty cheek. And all of a sudden, I see the whale. And so I just dove in. And then, and I'm like, now get me back up before the whale comes. Because the whale is like, the Jaws theme song is playing.
And da-da,
it's like the whale is coming in me. And I'm like, oh my god. And Shelby just stands there and is like, why would you do that? Why would you do that? And I'm like, Shelby, help. Shelby, please.
Because you know, I'm not helping.
Because you were like on the ground.
Left.
Like, I'm like, Shelby, come on. Girl out here.
Thank God.
I haven't even told Shelby about that one yet, but I'll text her because I don't want this going live and then her be like, what? Because I can see that text message now of just,
what? That's funny.
Oh my god, I was like, no. But yeah, I would just dip my hands in the cold water. And just hope that works.
Nice.
Sorry for that long tangent, everyone. And I do not suggest taking dogs on roller coasters.
Even in your dream.
No, because he was flailing. He was flailing.
I'm just envisioning him.
Yeah. He was making angry Snoopy noises the whole time. And I woke up and looked at him and I was like, did you go on the roller coaster? And he looked at me and my mom was like, what the heck? And I told her the dream and she was like, you need to see your parents. Like, I do need to. I'll see her today. It's fine.
I don't have any techniques to cope. So the gas thing, like, there's nothing.
Yeah.
That is... The rejection, I think I could. I think, but bees and wasps, like, it's just natural. Like,
yeah.
You're basically supposed to do the whole, don't move, don't run, don't swat at them, whatever. The rejection one, I just think I have to take that negative aspect and then turn it into something good, which I get, and I have. But being invited to an event and then being disinvited like days before, you know, that's a no-go for me. I still am reading the Let Them theory, and like I start saying, let me find my happiness, my peace, let me, and then let them have fun, let them do what they want to do, but let me, but it's still hard for me. I'm still learning. So,
okay.
My turn?
Yep.
After an encounter with something you fear, do you do anything to shake yourself back to normal?
I listen to music normally. Like, I feel like there's music for like any mood.
Yeah.
And so I can, but if I'm scared, I'll listen to something and then like work my way back down to like normal music that's not about being scared of something or overcoming a fear.
Yeah.
So yeah. Or, you know, I dive into the ocean to avoid the whale.
I can't. I'm the gas thing, there's nothing I can do to shake.
Yeah.
Like, that is something that I try. Like, I really try. But in all honesty, the bees and wasps is just, okay, I got stung, move on. Put meat tenderizer on it. That's the trick to get the sting out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a little bit of, like, a tablespoon of meat tenderizer with a tablespoon of water. You stir it until it turns into a paste. And then you put it on where you got stung, let it sit for, like, 15, 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then just wash it off, and then you're good to go.
Oh, okay.
My mom taught me that.
Okay.
The rejection, it's, as you said, music. That I listen to, like, my dark music. I call it my dark music, like my screaming music,
mm-hmm.
like Framing Hanley, because there's a song called You Stupid Girl, which is not a song to listen to. Or I listen to let's see, Nothing More.
Mm-hmm.
And they have some really good songs. One of the songs is Burn It, I think. Or First Punch. That's the other one that I like, which is, like, if I threw the first punch, like, whatever. That kind of music helps me. But I have a new person who I like to listen to. His name is... What the fridge is his name? Hold on. Cameron Whitcomb. And his one song is called Options. Like, with me and the drinking. And me being sober. And he also has, like, the hard way, because he was an addict and a drinker, and, like, he's telling his story through the music,
mm-hmm.
and helping other people who are going through, who may be going through the same thing that he went through. Yeah. Okay.
All right. How do you feel just talking about your fears?
I feel good. Like, I just... Because, like, we're able to, I'm able to talk about it. You may make fun of me for the bees, which is, everyone does. I'm like, I get told, grow up, like, they're just, I'm like, but I got stuck. You didn't die, did you?
But did you die?
Did you die? The rejection one, that's going to take a long, that might take me into, like, the rest of my life to get over. The gas thing, I laugh at it now because of the way it happened back then, but me just recently telling my mom, that I had, like, 3 notches left, like, my, and she goes, you can make it. No, you do not underestimate You do not underestimate me. So, like, talking about it actually helps the gas and the bees thing are, they're fine. Mm-hmm. I mean, people who don't know my gas fear, like, outside of, like, my family and my friend circle, mm-hmm. may think that, oh, okay, you're just being smart. Okay, yeah, but you don't know my fear of it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it actually helps to talk about it.
Okay. I agree. And that's the last question, too.
Even though I may laugh at yours.
Yeah.
You're one.
That's the last question, too.
Okay.
Like, do you think talking them out is helpful? And yeah. And answer that. Yeah. Like, yeah. It helps you move.
Even though I still send her whale videos just to mess with her. I'll send her, like, whale, like, text messages. Like, it'll be like, whale, hello. And the whale is, like, waving to you. And she goes,
yeah. And then I'll respond with, like, a GIF or a GIF, how yeah. you say it, of, like, someone fainting.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
All right. Am I heading out or you?
You can.
Okay.
Send this out.
Alrighty. And with that, yeah, another episode of Candidly Eclectic has come to an end. Thank you so much for tuning in. We really appreciate the support. And as always, you can contact us at candidlyeclecticpod@gmail.com. Or follow us on Candidly Eclectic Podcast on Instagram. Catch us on Spotify, Amazon Music, Podcast Index, Fountain, and True Fans. New episodes drop on Wednesdays. We'd love to hear your feedback. We hope you have an awesome day. We'll see you again next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye.